Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Very proud to say this, and on time, Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. I feel dirty. I'm going back to the well. Yesterday, I gave you the five things the Yankees could lean on from Game 4 of the ALCS in 2004, and it worked.
Yes, it did.
So I'm giving you the five things the Yankees can lean on from Game 5 of the 2004 ALCS from the Boston Red Sox that worked. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Giancarlo needs to mash. Why, you say? Because in that game, in Game 5 of the 2004 ALCS, the Boston Red Sox had a cleanup hitting DH, although Giancarlo's batting fifth. He shall not be named. He had two hits in three of the Boston 5 RBI in that game. So it was a big DH day for Boston.
Whoop, whoop.
That's crazy.
He's actually in the building.
Yes, he is.
We're not naming him. We can't say his name.
Is he like Voldemort? He who shall not be named?
Exactly.
Well, I did say his name earlier when Tiki was saying, look, Otani's not a rival. He's not like, and then I filled in the blank with blank.
No.
So we've said his name today.
I channeled the Yankee Stadium ghost. We're not channeling the Red Sox ghost.
He was pretty good to me when I did batting practice with the Red Sox when I was working at the Today Show. He was great.
I met him too, and he was great. I couldn't even hate him in person. Here
exactly.
We go.
Number four.
Gerrit Cole does not have to pitch great. It's not the end of the world. Why, you say? In Game 5 of the 2004 ALCS, the Red Sox also pitched their ace, Pedro Martinez. Do you know what he did that night? He gave up seven hits in six innings, and Boston still won.
You want to know why? Because the Yankees were his daddy.
That's right. Sometimes you got to tip your cap. All right, here we go.
Number three.
The Yankees also can't let the Dodgers star leadoff hitter beat them tonight because Boston didn't let the Yankees star leadoff hitter beat them in Game 5 of the 2004 ALCS. It was Derek Jeter of the Yankees who got up seven times and mustered just one hit in Game 5.
Crazy.
So seven times.
Yeah, because the game went 14 or 15 innings, right?
More on that.
All right.
Here we go.
Number two.
Score first. The Yankees haven't been able to do that because of Freddie Freeman, but the Red Sox did in Game 5 of the 2004 ALCS with two runs in the first for themselves. The runs were needed. The game ended being up 5-4, 4-4 after the ninth, so the two runs were critical to score first.
But what's crazy is that the Red Sox, much like Game 4, they were losing in that game late.
Yes.
They were down two runs in the eighth inning when they tied it up, and in Game 4, they were down one run. That was the Dave Roberts game.
But when you stash runs in your pocket early, yes, you always have a chance. Here we go.
Number one.
And last but not least, number one, the Yankees preserving the bullpen last night was huge because many forget Game 5 went 14 innings in 2004. So not having to go back to Weaver in the ninth, not using Tommy Kahnle, not ever having to touch basically Jake Cousins, that could matter. If this game's a long game tonight, we could look back on, thank God the Yankees bullpen was still fresh.
So one thing that would be great, and I clearly say this as an IBO, because I know that the Yankee fan and the Dodger fan may not agree with me when I say this, but don't we need a good old-fashioned 14-inning baseball game?
No.
No, not when your kid has to be at school by 8:30.
Hey, and by the way, so that Yankee-Red Sox game was a 14-inning game, and the time of the game, are you ready for this? Pre-pitch clock. 5 hours and 49 minutes.
Oh, my. An entire NFL Sunday.
That's actually shorter than I would have thought.
You expected longer?
Yeah, I would have expected longer.
Yeah.
But I agree with Sean. You can't have a late night tonight because you know what tomorrow is?
Halloween.
It's Halloween, which means you have, like, school costume parades
we gotta go to.
Class parties that we're going to go to.
And when that Yankee game occurred, it was a 5 o'clock first pitch. So, yeah, it went 6 hours. It was still over at a reasonable time. If tonight's game went 6 hours, that takes us to 2 a.m.
Yeah, when did they start putting it fully in prime time?
Well, it was. It was the LCS, and so, you know, the LCS flips between the NLCS.
Got it.
So it's kind of like what we just experienced, but obviously in the World Series, it's all 8:08.
Always, yeah.
All 8:08.
So there you go. And by the way, tomorrow, Cinco, glad you mentioned it, Tiki, the 5 up-to-date best Halloween candies you can have now.
Candies?
That's what Halloween's about. What do you mean, candies?
Isn't it about dressing up?
Give them nickels.
Is that what you give at the barber household?
No.
How badly does your house get out?
Exactly. TP'd up.
If you're giving out nickels, that's a problem. So I'm glad
what if
you
I gave out a 5.
Oh, you go a long ways. People would love that if you gave out 5. You kidding me? I was thinking about that one year when I ran out of candy. Like, what do? Do I just start giving out money?
Dollar
Luckily,
bills.
I found more candy, and we were all good.
What do you mean you found? You under your couch cushions?
My wife bought another bag that I was unaware of.
Gotcha. Okay.
So she's very prepared. So I was done thinking, oh, wow, we got no more candies, and these kids keep on coming. So then I found the other bag, and it all worked out. I'm glad you brought up the 04 Red Sox, because this is a very touchy subject, and I don't know how you guys feel about it. So as you may remember, and Susan talked about this with us yesterday, 2 years ago when the Yankees went down 3-0, there was a report, it turned out to be sort of erroneous, that the Yankees were trying to teach their players about 2004 and how you could come back.
Yeah.
And you remember how Susan was offended by it.
Yeah, of course.
And she said it was a video coordinator. It was not Aaron Boone. There's a documentary on Netflix that recently came out about the 2004 Red Sox. And Luke Weaver of the New York Yankees was asked about said documentary. I want you to take a listen to what Luke had to say. And again, I can't speak on this because this is a very complicated issue, your relationship with the 04 Red Sox and 04 Yankees. But here is what Luke Weaver had to say.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About the documentary and what the Red Sox accomplished 20 years ago.
I watched it all.
All right.
I watched it all. I watched it in L.A., actually, and there was a lot of great tidbits that came from that. And honestly, it was a great reference to what's happening now. Obviously, it's 2 different stories, but a very similar one indeed. I didn't think we'd be 3-0 at the time, but at the time, I think we lost game 1. And it was cool. It was cool to get the perspective, to understand the clubhouse dynamic, to understand what it took to get back into it, what they were thinking, what they were saying. I mean, all the many things. They did a great job with the documentary. But I think every guy should watch it now, but, you know, watch it when they need to. But I thought it was cool.
So, Sean, the floor is yours, because I am admitting I don't know how you're supposed to feel about this, but since a lot of Yankee fans were bothered by the idea of Boone introducing the 04 Yankees to the 2022 Yankees, what are your thoughts on your best reliever saying what he just said about the Doc and the 04 Red Sox?
I love it. Love it.
Really?
Things have changed from 2 years ago, Evan. Things have changed.
Why, you would have hated this 2 years ago?
Yes, there's a couple reasons, and I think they're tangible here. First of all, 2 years ago, felt deader. Also, you were seeing your same opponent again that you kept losing to with the Astros. So to me, it was less about being down 3-0 and how you mustered that up and more about forget what the Red Sox did to the Yankees. Why are you even channeling that focus on the Astros? This is different. And it's the 20-year anniversary, so it's relevant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The idea and the storyline, if you've paid a close attention enough as a Yankee fan and you have streaming services, the ads running for this has been pushed down your throat. And the guy who basically is credited with starting the whole rally in the pinch run is the manager in the other dugout. So I like this young Yankee team. And Luke Weaver, think about it, he's 31, so he was 11 years old in 2004.
Right.
Maybe not fully grasping what some of us grasped in 2004. And some of these young Yankees that can look back on it and presenting it now in a World Series where such a signature figure of that is managing the team that was leading. And it's the 20-year anniversary at the Ghosts and Spirits. Lean on whatever you got.
Right.
It's desperate times. This isn't about the Astros 2 years ago and again trying to beat them. I think it's totally different circumstances. I think every Yankee should be leaning on the 0-4 Red Sox now.
Well, you can't just ignore history.
No.
And if you can learn from it, great. Even if, because I don't think it's painful for Luke Weaver. It might be painful for Yankee fans.
Sure.
So for him to say that, you might assume that they would be upset about it. But again, he was 11 years old. It doesn't affect him the same way. And so what he said actually was very interesting to me, that listening to the mentality of that clubhouse,
yes,
that it took for them to overcome that, that's what's important. Forget the fact that the Yankees were the victims there, but the mentality of the clubhouse is important, because that's informative, and you can take that forward without getting emotionally attached to who the two teams are.
And this is why I like it also, like you talked about what Weaver just said there, right? Oh, wow, the mentality of the clubhouse and all of this. If Yankee fans have a problem with this, and I'm a Yankee fan and I don't, what is the best way to erase the 2004 Red Sox and always having to hear about it? Become the 2004
Does it,
Red Sox.
If they win this World Series, it erases 04?
We laugh at the 2004 Red Sox. We laugh at that 2004 season and go, you did it, so
yeah,
what?
Good for you.
We
guys
did it too in the World Series.
Yeah, you did it on the grander stage.
So if those players who don't have the same attachment as us are going to lean on a documentary, by the way, Boston, you all laughed and had a good time at your reunion putting together that documentary. Guess what? You can help the Yankees in turn because they're learning something, as Tiki loves to learn from documentaries, right?
Of course.
Yeah. I love it. Lean the hell out of this. Netflix, thank you.
If so your issue
matters.
2 years ago, was it being the Astros?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Look, I can't dispute that's how you feel. Just interesting hearing Susan yesterday talk about how it bothered her. And it bothered the former Yankees that was being used.
Because the problem 2 years ago, again, it wasn't just about them being down 3-0 and how do you figure it out. And, oh, well, look, the Red Sox figured out. No, it was how do you figure out the Astros? Because you couldn't keep figuring them out.
Let me ask you a question, Teague. And it's not a great comparison.
Yeah.
It's the best one I could come up with. The Giants are in the playoffs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a big halftime lead. And Brian Daboll brings out a videotape of – no, the opposite. I'm sorry. The Giants are down a lot at halftime.
Yeah.
And he brings out a videotape of the game against the Niners and says, hey, I want you guys to learn from this. Would you be pissed off?
Yeah, only because I was on that team.
Well, that's why I'm asking it, because 0-4 Yankees do not like this. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
that's what Susan told us yesterday. They were not happy about their name kind of being invoked in this.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd be upset about it, because I own that. And we all own that. Jockey owns it. Strahan owns it. Everybody owns that, because it was an epic collapse. Maybe, I don't know if it was the biggest, but it's one of the biggest. It's either one or two.
I think the Oilers-Bills is still the biggest.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's one of the top two playoff collapses in the history of football. And it's not like you can hide from that. And I don't think we ever have. But if a current Giant team could learn something from that, great. I don't think we've ever done any documentaries on it, or I don't think the 49ers did, because they kind of hated each other, that team.
You know why? They also didn't win.
And they didn't win.
Yeah, like the 0-4 Red Sox.
They went down to Tampa, and my brother and them kicked their ass.
If the 0-4 Red Sox don't win the World Series, there's no documentary.
I 100% agree with you.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.